Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, everybody, and welcome into Investing in Real Estate. Once again, I'm your host, Clayton Morris. Thank you so much for downloading the podcast, and I love all of your feedback. And thank you so much for sending in your emails and all of your very kind reviews on iTunes. Now, if you hear a little bit of wind in the background, you hear some rustling, it's because I am at the beach. Down here for a week with my family. We love coming down to Rehoboth Beach in Delaware, one of our favorite family spots. We've got some wind gusts today. I'm recording this actually literally 5 feet from the dunes. So the wind was gusting up to like 22. We had wind gusts of like 22 knots today, and there was even like a small watercraft advisory. If you were using a boat, they didn't want you out there. But I wanted to talk today about the idea of having your money work for you while you are on vacation. And that is the beauty of passive income. So we rented a house down here for the week. I always try to twist my wife's arm into trying to buy a place down here, but we're not down here often enough. And it's about a 4 or 5 hour drive from us, about 4 hour drive. So it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense because we won't be able to get down here as much as we'd like. But nevertheless, we're renting a house for the week, and it's a beautiful house. Just a small place. We've just got a 2-bedroom house right on the beach, so the kids can just walk right into the sand and right out to the beach. And it is just beautiful. It's all sandy. You know, you got sand all over the back patio, and, you know, certainly 1990s decor inside. But who cares, right? You're with your family. You can be in the air conditioning, kick back, have a glass of wine. But you know that every week someone is renting this place, and the owners are making a good return on this property. Because I think we're renting it, I want to say it's like $1,000 or $1,200 or something for the week. So imagine that, right? Throughout the summer. Now, of course, during the fall and into the winter, it's not going to return. So these are rental properties, and I don't do vacation rentals. But just got me thinking really about the power of passive income, because I'm down here and we checked our account. And we had a bunch of different rental payments from our rental properties hit our account. And I just looked at my wife and I said, this is what I want my audience to understand, is the power of passive income. Money working for you, not you working for it. You see, there are two ways of creating income in your life. There are two ways. Either you as a human being are working for the money, or your money is working for you. I want to repeat that. There are two ways that we create money in this world. Either you, the human being, works 9 to 5, or, you know, 3 to midnight, or heck, midnight to 8 a.m., and earns that money every day and gets a paycheck. Or your money is working for you, and that is rental real estate. That is buy and hold real estate. That is passive income. When you think about the lifestyle that you want, which of the two that you want do you want? Because I will tell you this, you will never get rich and create legacy wealth for yourself with a paycheck. You know, we're watching the NBA finals the other night. And once again, I said to my wife, I said, you know, there are probably 2 or 3 professions where a paycheck could make you wealthy, but it won't create legacy wealth. You know, maybe an NBA star, right? Maybe LeBron James or Curry, right, is earning this, making these paychecks by playing in the NBA, and they're making millions of dollars. But very often, you hear these horror stories about these people who, in just a few years, they've pissed it all away, right? They bought all these fancy cars. They're buying assets that aren't performing for them, and they wind up destitute. And you see them selling, you know, George Foreman-style grills on infomercials. Or they are forced to sort of go into broadcasting, in some capacity, because they are trying to do some sort of consultative work. because they didn't manage their money appropriately and they didn't buy cash flowing assets. Here's a little secret. I actually had a chance to meet an NFL player not too long ago who he had a short career. You know, the average NFL career is about 3 years. And he said he knew that he immediately, when he got his money from the NFL, needed to buy real estate. He started buying single family homes. He started buying duplexes, and he started buying apartment buildings because he knew that the life he wanted to live was, you know, by just living in the NFL and having that paycheck come in from the NFL was not going to be sustainable. So you may, if you're an actor like Harrison Ford or Matt Damon or Cate Blanchett, you may be able to generate a paycheck that can sustain you, right? It's not going to create legacy wealth, but you'll be wealthy. And if you play in the NFL and you play in the NBA, right? Or you're the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, you know, you have a couple of $1 million that you make. But here's the thing. It's still a paycheck. And so you've got to turn that paycheck into cash flowing assets. Now, of course, there are a number of ways to do that that we talk about here on the show. We talk about, obviously, using and leveraging your 401k, right? You may be able to take a loan out to yourself from your 401k to buy your first rental property. Maybe you have an IRA that you can take a loan out from. You just need to talk to your IRA provider for that. Maybe you have a home equity line of credit that you can leverage to buy your first few rental properties. And then, of course, there's private money. And we are going to be deep diving private money here on the show to really help you accelerate getting access to that cash in order to buy your first few rental properties. So I want to get back to the point that I'm trying to make, which is there are two ways of generating income. The first being that paycheck employee, where you are working 9 to 5, you are earning an hourly wage, or you are earning a salary, and that money is going into your bank account, and then it's going right back out again to bills, and to schooling, to car payments, to groceries, and all of those things. But you're not building a monthly passive unearned income that can be working for you, like this rental property that I'm sitting in right now. And again, I don't do vacation rentals, and I know some people do. I'm just not something that I'm comfortable with. I know what my wheelhouse is. I do single-family homes and duplexes in the Midwest. That's my cream of the crop. So when you think about turning your lifestyle, I always, you know, want you to think about your life from the end in mind, right? Like, what do you want to do? I want to be able to sit down here with my kids and know that rent checks are coming in from my rental properties in the Midwest. It has nothing to do with me because most of the time we're just being held back by fear. So those families that live in my rental properties, they have a brand new house after I've rehabbed them. They're in good neighborhoods. They live there because they want to live there. And they're paying me and my family to live there. They get a nice roof over their head. They're, you know, we put in brand new plumbing. We put in brand new water heater, brand new furnace, brand new windows, flooring, kitchen, everything. So they get a brand new house. They're paying me to live there. There's no fear in that. And it's fully managed by my property management company while I'm down here at the beach with my kids. You know, this vacation rental, I didn't talk to the owners of it at all. In fact, everything was managed by the property management company. The property management company emailed us, told us where to find the keys, the lockbox code to get into the house. They gave us instructions on, how to access the linens and the washer dryer in the house, that sort of thing. Beach access, which way to go down to the beach. They gave us some information about check-in and check-out. Where do we, you know, how do we leave the keys when we leave? All of that was handled by the property management company. None of that was handled by John and Susie owner. I don't know who they are. I don't know who they are at all. And I bet if there's a problem with the house at some point, the property management company is just going to let John and Susie owner know about it. Hey, one of your screens on the back porch needs to be fixed. Great. The air conditioning needs some tuning. Great. But at the end of the day, this is the power of passive income. So once again, I mean, if you can think of another way that you can generate income, I've never heard it. You know, I was taught this many years ago by a very wise investor. And, you know, I saw it firsthand. I mean, I have to admit, I grew up in Reading, Pennsylvania. And I saw it firsthand by, and I won't name names because I think that wouldn't be nice of me. But it was a local boy who ended up making it big. He made it into the NBA. And stories abounded about the money that he was making. You know, he's making millions of dollars when he went off to play in the NBA. What did he do? One night, he was at a party in a small town in Pennsylvania and didn't have a way to get home. So he went and he bought a car. He bought a car, like a $100,000 car, and drove it home. He drove it 35 minutes home, and then he went to go sell it. He just, driving it off the lot, he lost money simply driving off of the lot. It lost value the moment he put the keys in that ignition. Talk about the waste. He ended up like buying all of his friends' cars and doing all kinds of crazy things. And then he wound up totally broke. He ended up hurting his ankle after like three seasons in the NBA. And he was out. He was done. And he ended up having no cash flowing assets. He worked his whole life to get to the NBA, and then he threw it all away. Now, I know many of you aren't playing in the NBA, but if you are, heed the warning. Start turning that paycheck. Start leveraging the paycheck you currently have. Start putting away a small amount of money every month in order to buy that first rental property. Make those connections with private lenders. Put in place those pieces so that you can start acquiring those first few rental properties and really turning passive income, turning those properties into passive income for your family so that when you go to the beach, you have 12 rental properties that are all performing for you and they're paying you while you're kicking back with your kids. That is the goal. It's doable. You can do it in a few short years. I'm telling you. I had a foreclosure. I had terrible credit. I had $70,000 in debt. If I can do it, you can absolutely do it. That's this week's episode. Anyway, thanks so much. I'm going to get back to the kids here in the beach. And, they're taking a nap right now. So I got a little time to get back. And while the sun is high in the sky right now and the dunes are blown with sand, but thanks everyone for your kind time and joining me today on this podcast. We'll see you back here on Wednesday for another episode of Investing in Real Estate. We have got some phenomenal guests coming up. You absolutely want to be here on Wednesday and Thursday for our next episodes because the value that we are going to heap on you will be enormous. So get out the shovel, get out the wheelbarrow. We're going to be dumping it in there. Have a great week, everyone. And we'll see you back here on Wednesday.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.